It's a children's hour, and I don't know about you all, but I have been looking up in the sky and seeing so many birds coming and going, and recently I've been being awakened by all kinds of squawking geese. Anybody else getting awakened by the geese? I live in the flyway, I guess, huh? They're all shaking their heads. That's always radio, shake head. I'll just interpret. Nobody else is getting... Are you? Scott Pipkin, he's...
Not so much. Not in Santa Fe right now, but there are a lot of migrants moving. It's starting.
It's happening.
It is.
I feel it. And cold air, like today, made me feel like everyone should come here to New Mexico where it's beautiful, mm-hmm. and all of you birds that live here in the summer need to leave. And Audubon New Mexico is based in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Scott Pipkin, you're the Director of Education. Thanks for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me. Thanks for all the hospitality, everybody.
Oh, sure. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Where do all the birds go?
Oh, man, that's a really complicated question with a very complex answer, but it depends on each species. Many of the birds... So first of all, let's think about how many different species of bird do you think are in New Mexico, the state of New Mexico? Any guesses?
Like over 5,000.
5,000, that's pretty high. It's about one-tenth of that, so there are about 540 different species of birds. So in North America, we have about 640 species of birds. So most of those birds can be found in New Mexico, and about 80% of those birds are migratory. Where those birds go depends on what species and their life history. So some birds are traveling from the tropics in the spring and coming up here to breed and have their... create their nests and have their young. Others, they arrive here for the wintertime, like the sandhill cranes and the geese.
What kind of birds are they?
Yeah, what kind of birds migrate? Do some specific kinds of birds have to migrate? Why?
Yeah, so most birds migrate. Birds as a group of animals are the most migratory animals in the animal kingdom. Real quick, I want to think, can you think of any other types of birds, or rather animals that migrate besides birds?
Anyone? Butterflies? Yeah.
Butterflies.
Absolutely.
Whales.
Butterflies.
Whales. Nice.
Any, yeah. Stingrays.
Salmon.
Stingrays.
Yeah.
I didn't know they migrated. Salmon.
Mm-hmm.
What are those like huge wildebeest?
Yeah, exactly. All kinds of wonderful migrations, but birds, as a group of animals, are the most migratory animals. And we don't know exactly why these birds are migrating, because we can't go back millions of years ago to the first bird that migrated and give it an interview and ask, why are you migrating right now? Or observe its behavior and really try to make inferences about that. So we have to guess. We can look at the fossil record. We can look at past climate regimes. But really... bird migration is important to us today because it's teaching about how the world is changing right before our eyes.
I have to ask you, how do they know where to go, even though, how do they know where to go? Just that simple question. They seem to go to the same places, right? When they leave here,
mm-hmm.
if I have a sandhill crane in my backyard, that same exact crane is going to go to where it came from in the first place. How
yeah.
do they know? How do they have this map?
This is a topic of a lot of speculation for a very long time, but I think a lot of birds are actually looking at the stars. Some birds are able to, I think there's been talk of magnetic fields they're able to kind of key into so they know more or less where north is and stars. Oh, and we have a colibri right outside right now.
Yeah, there's hummingbirds
checking
trying
us out.
To get into the studio. That's awesome.
Like yeah, I heard us talking about migration, so, you know, it's like, hey,
so
I'm in there.
Hummingbirds migrate, those tiny mm-hmm. little things?
They sure do, yeah, yeah. So in the east, they're only blessed with one species of hummingbird that they see normally in the eastern part of our country, and that's the ruby-throated hummingbird, and that'll fly all the way over the Gulf of Mexico without stopping in order to get to its breeding grounds. And another bird that we see sometimes in the middle of summer, have you ever seen a rufous hummingbird?
Okay, describe it.
Well...
Little hummingbird. Is this the purple one or the green one?
It's very coppery.
Orange.
It's like red, orange all over its body, on its back, on its front, and its tail. Really amazing birds, and they kind of buzz a little bit when they fly because their wings have a special shape, and it changes the way the sound around the air around them. But they migrate going up the Pacific coast, up around California, and then they come down the Rocky Mountains. They make a big old clockwise circle of thousands of miles every year.
Wait, where do they go in the winter? They come here in the winter?
They pass through here to go back down to Mexico, where they spend
whoa.
The winter. But they make a big old clockwise pattern, yes.
Those rufous hummingbirds, they're really aggressive.
Yep, very territorial. For such small animals, hummingbirds can be some of the most aggressive at your backyard feeder.
Yeah.
When I was in third grade, we studied birds that stay in New Mexico for the winter.
That's a really good question.
We each had a different
What did you study?
Bird. I studied the dark-eyed junco.
Oh, those are so cute. And they don't leave? They stay here? Wow. That is so... So why do some birds stay here and who stays here?
Well, that's a really good question. And if we could figure out the answer, we'd probably become very famous. But, you know, I think some birds, they just like it here. They can handle the cold and they have their food source year round and they don't have a lot of competition from other organisms that are trying to take their habitat space and their food and their resources. So they can hang out all year. Some of these animals will migrate locally, so within a mountain range. So sometimes like the junco, say in the summertime, they might go upslope where there's more food in the late summer and more flowers blooming and more plants going to seed and things like that. And then in the wintertime, they'll come down a little bit lower and kind of hang out. So there are lots of different kinds of migration. Some animals migrate very far, thousands of miles. Arctic terns go about 11,000 miles each way when they're migrating. A peregrine falcon has been clocked at going 1,350 miles in one day. So some birds migrate
Wait,
great
distances.
How do they
distances. Do that in one day?
They just get after it. You know, they like to fly. They get up high, they can glide a little, and they're very strong flyers.
So you're saying that they use the stars as navigation. And I know, I remember one time we were out very late at night, my husband and I, and we're looking up at the sky, and we just saw this enormous flock of birds go across the moon. And we thought, that can't possibly be. It's the middle of the night. But you're saying, oh, yeah.
I think so. We should probably double check that. Let's get on the interwebs and make sure. But I think there is, they definitely certainly know where they're going. So maybe we double check at the next song.
Yeah.
So what birds are like far north but come here for their winter? Like what birds, like we are what birds' migration spot for the winter?
Yeah, so definitely sandhill cranes, one of our most iconic birds. So most of the cranes that we have here in the summertime will go up to Idaho, Gray's Lake in Idaho, and that's where they'll breed. But about 80% of the sandhill cranes, so sandhill cranes are the most abundant cranes in North America. So there are like millions of these birds. And every year about 80% of them fly over Nebraska, the Platte River, before they go up to Canada to breed. And some sandhill cranes even fly over the Bering Strait over to Siberia for certain times of the year. But our local cranes travel between New Mexico and Idaho.
Idaho, where they go, ho, ho, ho.
That's right.
Okay, gotcha. You know, I want to come back. We're talking to Scott Pipkin. He is from Audubon, New Mexico. We're talking about bird migration.